From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. NATO troops are arriving in Macedonia. Their mission, to try to prevent a civil war by helping collect weapons from ethnic Albanian militants in the north. Over the next 10 days, a total of 3,500 troops, mostly from Britain, will deploy in the country. Macedonia is the third NATO mission in 6 years in the Balkans, along with Bosnia and Kosovo. This new one is supposed to last just 30 days. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Skopje.
NATO Secretary General George Robertson authorized the mission this afternoon in Brussels.
Today we're taking a historic step forward also for wider stability and security in the whole Balkans region. At 12 noon, the North Atlantic Council decided to authorize SACUR to issue the activation order for Operation Essential Harvest.
The Supreme Allied Commander, General Joe Ralston, concluded that conditions on the ground in Macedonia were stable enough for the deployment to begin. Operation Essential Harvest will be a limited one, essentially to harvest weapons from ethnic Albanian rebels and then destroy them. NATO's George Robertson concedes the operation isn't risk-free.
There are risks involved. We recognize that. But members of the alliance have nevertheless agreed to send their troops, because they know that the risks of not sending them are far greater.
The rebels claim to have about 2,500 weapons. The Macedonian Interior Ministry says that number is closer to about 85,000, but the NATO Secretary General said that despite the discrepancy, NATO troops will neither force rebels to disarm nor look for weapons.
Our commitment is to collect the arms that have been declared. We're not in the business of detective work. We're not in the business of going out and searching for arms. The role that we have been asked to play by the Macedonian government is one of collecting arms from ethnic Albanian armed groups who have said that they will disarm and that they will hand over their weapons and hand them over only to NATO forces.
The militants, members of the self-styled National Liberation Army, have pledged to voluntarily hand over their weapons to NATO troops. In exchange, rebel leaders are demanding that the Macedonian government move quickly to implement constitutional and other changes that will grant the country's ethnic Albanian minority greater civil rights. But over the past several days, skirmishes have continued between the guerrillas and Macedonian security forces. Daily sniper fire whizzes over the houses in the small villages that sit along Macedonia's border with Kosovo. And yesterday, a 14th-century Orthodox church was destroyed in the rebel-held village of Leshok. The gunmen have denied responsibility, but it underscores the complicated task that lies ahead for NATO weapons collectors. Major General Gunnar Lang, the commander of the NATO mission here, says he doubts Allied troops will be in danger.
But if we have to, we will use force for protecting ourselves. But we are not going to use force to enforce the handover of weapons.
And according to the government here, rebels who do hand in their weapons will be eligible for amnesty unless they're indicted by the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Macedonians continue to regard the NATO deployment as a victory for the rebels. Indeed, ethnic Albanian gunmen now control the roads and villages in a large part of northern Macedonia. NATO's ambassador to Macedonia, Daniel Speckart, called on the population here to be patient.
Macedonians have to be realistic. The success will not come immediately or overnight. You can expect to see in the future further incidences of violence and problems. But the question is, can those be contained, and can a different path be followed than the one that we were on before?
And that path, says NATO's George Robertson, isn't an option.
There is no solution in violence. There is only death, destruction, misery, and poverty. A civil war in Macedonia would be a bloodbath and solve nothing.
And another Balkans war is something that NATO officials are keen to prevent. Guy Raz, NPR News. Skopje.